As we approach the end of Season 2, let us recap what has happened so far. A teleporter accident has swapped the Sasha of our dimension and that of another. This other Sasha, from a very different place, is paranoid, thinking our Ranger's evil, and is doing her best to blend in, trying to figure out a way home. She has pressed both Michael and Brian for information and gotten nowhere, which leaves only one choice.
Dude, no way.
Sorry. But I just prefer Jew Ranger.
Oh, come on, dude. Tokuger is a better season on every level. Hi, Sasha.
So, I just brewed a fresh pot of coffee. You want some?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Ben!
Hey, Ben!
How's life, buddy?
So far, it's not too bad. The plot's a bit all over the place, but I'll have to see how I feel about it after the rerun. Coffee on.
Just brewed a fresh pot. Mike? Brian?
No, thanks. We're on our way into the studio. We're late to get this episode recorded because someone wouldn't stop tinkering in their lab. Brian?
Look, I just thought I could adjust the... Why has everyone stopped listening to me all of a sudden?
I tend to tune out most of your techno babble. Come on.
Here you go.
Thanks. So, how are you?
Honestly, more than a little tired.
I hear that. Oh, last night I... Wait. Is that weird aftertaste?
That would be the polydichloric ethereum I laced your coffee with.
The what?
A knockout draft of my own concoction.
Sasha, why?
Good night. Now, to get him out of here before the other two get back.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Voices from the Grid as we get close to wrapping up season two, as this is literally the last episode that we actually have to cover of season two. I am the White Ranger Michael, being joined by the Blue Ranger Brian, ironically for an episode titled Blue Ranger Gone Bad.
I don't want to do this episode. Forget this. I quit. It's awful. Oh,
you know, it's funny.
You're a terrible host, and I don't like this.
For the record, this is actually supposed to be a Ben episode.
Yeah. But
Ben passed it on to you.
Yeah. I don't know what the story is there, but hey, right on. I actually rather liked this episode, so right on.
Yeah. So, Blue Ranger Gone Bad, everyone's favorite segment. In my mind, quick run through time, which begins in art class, and Billy made a hologram of waves crashing on the beach. Cool. A female classmate, name unknown, makes a sculpture of Billy. She makes Billy if she can see him later, or she asks Billy if she can see him later, and he hesitantly accepts. Goldar and Squad appear after everyone leaves, and Rita turns the statue into an evil Billy. Because that's what everyone needs. We need sassy David Yost. At the park, they talk about Violet, who is the girl. Then Putty's attack. And a vine captures Billy and sends him to Rita and Zed's palace. Goldar and Squat gives Evil Billy Billy's bag and communicator. And Evil Billy joins up with the Rangers. Evil Billy definitely not being like Billy. That is the greatest sentence you're ever going to hear. Evil Billy definitely not being like Billy. At the youth center, Evil Billy cold shoulders Violet, and then he asks for the communicators from the others. Everyone gives theirs to Evil Billy except for Tommy. Kami then contacts Zordon, and he says the communicators are fine. Goldar and the putties appear, and the Rangers realize Evil Billy has the Morphers too. Kim steals the backpack with Evil Billy giving chase, and the bag ends up in a tree. How it ends up in a tree, I don't know, but it's in a tree now. Real Billy using his hologram to try to escape. And then Zed turns Tommy's art project into a monster. Alpha locates the real Billy and teleports him to the others, and he gets the bag and throws it to Tommy. Both Billy's morph. Kim finds the imposter. They destroy the fake Billy. That would have gone really bad if we got rid of the real Billy. Zed makes the monster grow, and it's TMZ time. Billy apologizes to Violet and asks her out to a movie. Violet's Billy statue gets touched up to make him a Power Ranger, with which Bulk and Skull laugh at to end the episode and the season.
All right, and I will take it from here.
Good, I'm taking a nap now.
Yep. So for my final episode here of season two, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's been a long road getting from there to here. So our episode
is literally a long road.
Yeah, it's been a long road. The original episode air date for Blue Ranger Got Bad was May 20th, 1995. Our episode this time involves statues, holograms, evil clones, and a girl that looks like Billy circa early season one, possibly having a crush on him. Let's get going. Our episode begins in an advanced art class, and Tommy is sandpapering down a wooden head thing. Adam is working with clay. Also, Adam appears in the first episode of the first second of this episode. Then all is right with the world. We have Adam in the first second. Billy is working on a holographic image. Kim is painting a picture, and a girl in the back of the class is giving Billy the look. Billy plays with the hologram, which shows the waves of an ocean crashing on their beach. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this might be a nod to Toei, as their logo is almost always accompanied by waves crashing on a rocky Japanese beach. Toei, of course, is the company that works with Power Rangers and also is responsible for Super Sentai, Kamen Rider, all kinds of fun stuff. They also do animation. Dragon Ball Z is part of them. I'm also inclined to invoke the "that's not how science slash holograms work" invoice here, but I'll let it pass this time. The girl, her name's Violet, like Mike said, loves Billy's project and asks if he wants to see her project. But before we even get there, Bulk and Skull are checking in with their teacher on their project, a clay two-headed monstrosity that is probably going to be the monster of the week at some point, maybe next season, I don't know. She writes it off as ugly. They say it's going to be a statue of the Power Rangers. I don't see that personally, but I do think it looks awesome. It could totally be like a pre-visual of a suit that Gwar would have made for one of their concerts. It looks really cool. Violet reveals her project, Statue of Billy. Really good looking Statue of Billy. Billy is kind of weirded out by this, and I don't blame Billy. Violet asks if she'll see Billy at the gym. The teens go off to the juice bar, and Goldar and Squat show up afterwards to mess with Violet's statue because they're jerks. Lord Zed then says the following before the events unfold. May rivers run wet. Sorry, I turned into Mark Con there for a second. May rivers run red, the sun die to embers. Mumble, mumble something, his lines he can't remember. He started off really strong and it just fell apart. Whatever, he's making the statue of Billy come to life. And evil! The evil Billy's goal is to replace the real Billy and destroy the team from within. We'll see how that goes. The teens are outside chatting, and Adam says that Violet has a crush on Billy. Kim says to just ask her out to a movie or something. The putties then show up, and they present their butts to each other before fighting the Rangers. We get a fight, and Billy is silently captured by the vines from Evil Dead. He's sent to the Shadow Realm, and Goldar steals Billy's communicator. He hands it to Evil Statue Billy and is at risk of falling into eternal sleep due to the fog of Morpheus. There's a Matrix jokes in there somewhere. I don't want to make one. With the evil Billy replacing the real Billy and spying on the Rangers and whatnot, this episode has turned into a game of Among Us. and Billy is sus. His first mistake is writing off Violet after agreeing to ask her out to a movie. Kim should have a red flag raised at this point. Evil Billy, instead of talking to Violet, works out on the beat on the bench, grabs a protein shake, just ignores her completely when she's trying to say hi to him. Kim's already starting to pick up on his weird behavior. Billy then gets confronted by Kim. He then asks for the communicator so he can science them in the evening and begins stealing the other Rangers' morphers behind their backs. Tommy at least has the insight to say, I'm going to hold on to mine until the others are fixed just in case. Smart thinking. That's why you're the leader, I think. Has nothing to do with Austin St. John getting fired. Tommy holds back after Billy can't give a straight answer about where his hologram is. Calls Zordon and asks if he asked Billy to fix the communicators, to which Zordon replies, no, they're working just fine, dude. Tommy is now suspicious of Billy too and is going to vote him off the ship. Zordon initiates a scan on Billy to check his life signs and make sure it's really Billy. Of course, this takes way too long and doesn't actually happen when they need it to, but whatever. The jig is up as Goldar shows up, and this Billy shows his real colors. We get a putty fight and a hot potato hot morpher keep away game. Meanwhile, the real Billy is beginning to fade. Billy spouts off algebraic equations to keep himself awake and then pulls out the hologram. And he uses that as an attempt to disable the Morpheus fog thingy. Zed makes a monster out of the vase, which I thought was like a head sculpt. And cool, we get a Die Ranger villain again. Feels like it's been a little bit of a while. Billy disables the fog in the dark dimension and gets teleported out by Jason, which here's my little nitpick. I could have sworn he couldn't do that when Jason was trapped in there in season one, but whatever. I could have sworn that like Zordon could not get them out of the dark dimension.
I mean, they've had so many times now that they've gotten the coordinates to that place. They probably can just, if they really wanted to, they could just sneak into the palace without anyone knowing and just like assassinate Zed and Rita without anyone knowing.
They won't do it. Cowards. I'm kidding. The real Billy gets back the morphers and communicators for the others while the two Billies fight over the same morpher. We get a dual Blue Ranger morph, so now we get a blue fight, right? Not really. The evil Blue Ranger gets blasted away in a matter of seconds, and Vase Face fights the Thunder Megazord. So for the finale, the Monster of the Week gets very little, if any, screen time, which means I'm just going to have to watch Die Ranger in full, aren't I? At least for the season finale, we get the Thunder Megazord and White Tiger Zord. Vase Face is very unremarkable as a villain, in my opinion, dispatched really quickly, and that's that for the Die Ranger Zord footage, pretty much as far as Power Rangers goes. Season 3, Episode 1, we see the Thunder Megazord get destroyed so that the incoming Ninja Megazord can take some stage.
Blah, 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 blah. You can wait for that in Season 3.
I know. I'm just saying, it feels like a bummer, but, you know, it's been a fun season overall. Billy goes to apologize to Violet, asks her out to a movie, and the teens present their art projects. Kim has a painting that she made of the 16s, which looks like it belongs in the opening of the 80s episode of WandaVision, which isn't a bad thing. It's just, that's what it looks like. Vulcan Skull presented a statue of Billy as a gold MMPR Ranger, which, holy crap, this is one of the reasons people thought Billy was going to be the gold Zeo Ranger, wasn't it? And it turns out Violet was commissioned to make that statue. End episode. This episode was decent. I just wish that MMPR had season finales that actually felt like season finales. But they make up for that by doing bombastic season openers instead. However, this is an issue that will get fixed not until like Turbo, which leads into In Space. I hope to see all of you for season 3. I'm excited. There's some fun stuff happening in season 3. Mike, do you have any thoughts on this episode at all?
Sassy David Yost is good. Sassy David Yost.
Yes. Completely agree with you.
But Amy Jo Johnson does sassy better.
She does. She's very good at sassy. Yeah, I thought it was again, good episode. Not really something I would consider to be like a season finale. But that's just me. I've been spoiled with really good season finales as time has gone on. So, and of course, we were going to get season 3, so maybe they were just like, you know, it worked for season one that we kind of ended on a, you know, low note. Whatever. It's not a big deal. We'll do something big for season three. But again, we'll get to that when we get to that.
Yep.
Spoilers.
Yep.
All right.
Social media.
All right. Social media. Ladies, gentlemen.
You can tell we just don't care about this one. We just want the season over.
Yeah, I hear you. You can find me on Twitter at OneDrunkGeek. You can also find me on CastWaveStudios.com. Be sure to check out Boldly Going Nowhere and OneDrunkGeek on that site. We are friends of the studio, and we are so glad to have friends like you, Mike, as our podcast friends and just as friends in general. You can also find me on Instagram at Draken22. Mike, where can we find you on the worldwide internet?
Nowhere. I'm off the grid, brah. No, just kidding. Twitter at the Lindenbaum 75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, Twitch doing the gaming thing at twitch.tv/themichaelx75. The website's txhthockey.com. Find all the episodes at /VFTG. And Twitter for the show is VFTG_PR.
All right. And with that, we want to thank you for sticking with us for season two. We do have one more episode coming up. It's going to be our season finale. But two more episodes, actually. Apologies. So be sure to check out those. Thank you for tuning into yet another more phenomenal episode. Be sure to grab your Power Morphers and your Power Coins, as always.
And may the power protect you.